Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, I feel so good. Happy Friday, everybody.
Hooray!
I love that tune.
Yeah, Van Halen's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I kind of feel like we should maybe switch up Van Halen to Tom Petty.
Oh, you know that Tom Petty's birthday is today? What? Well, he would have been 67.
Tom. There's so many people you could cry for, but I definitely cried for Tom Petty.
I know. Just too soon, man. Yeah, I actually feel like, you know, is a pretty narrow list of songs that they put in there for Van Halen too. Like there's a zillion more songs that I would like to.
But that's
like
all
Get Jump out of there.
They get, oh, I hate that song.
And get Feel Your Love in there at least.
I would say
even
I agree.
Eruption.
Well, you could play just about anything, but I also think that we're pretty lucky they even let us do that.
No, that's true.
I mean,
I'm
sure they're like cringe
every time
Van Halen plays on
really?
Alice.
We're playing a Van Halen song?
Yep.
Well, it is Friday at 5:45, so yeah, we are! I know. It's a pretty narrow run of Green Day songs, too. I feel like I come into the same song, and I'm like, oh, well, what are you going to do? Maybe we should start switching it around, but it's not going to happen today. It's already over.
Right.
And by the end of the show, we'll have forgotten about it, and so next week it'll just be business as usual.
End of the show. We'll have forgotten in 2 minutes. We're going to be like, it's Friday, we're out of here.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Hey, any rain at you guys' house?
Yes, yeah. It dumped
rain. Oh, great.
Rain.
Oh, good.
Dumped.
Yeah, it rained heavily. I mean, you know, for early in the season, it was a pretty steady, heavy rain, and they say it helped a lot. You know, every little drop helps put out that fire. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I stayed up a little later than I wanted to watching that Raider game, and it was...
What a game.
Did you watch it?
I didn't, but I watched a little bit of it, uh-huh. And then I heard the outcome this morning on the radio.
Yeah, I read about it this morning.
Spectacular! Mm.
Last minute.
And like...
You watched the whole thing?
I had it on the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing because I ate dinner and played with my kid and did the... Yeah. Chores and broke boxes and blah blah blah, but at the end I was sitting there watching going, they could do this, oh, they're out of time, you know, like, oh, but there's a flag.
Woo!
And actually I think the first touchdown was a touchdown, and then they said he wasn't in.
Oh, I didn't see that. What happened?
So the guy catches the ball, falls into the end zone, they give him the touchdown.
Yeah.
The refs look at it and go, he's down on the half-yard line.
Oh.
And there's like 3 seconds left or something.
He didn't break the plane.
He did, though. Mm. I mean, you could sit here and debate, you know, where his butt cheek landed and where the ball was by, you know,
right.
A ruler's.
Right.
But the guy in the field said touchdown.
And that they need to have, you know, insane evidence to overturn.
Well, they did have the evidence, which was the camera, but it's still, dude, the guy was falling in. I mean, we're talking about
his hip touch first, and that was
it. In-motion plus. Anyway, they called it out. Then the next thing was the guy catches it, but they say he pushed off, and so they flagged him, and there was no touchdown.
Oh, God.
And then I can't remember what the next...
Yet they still couldn't take it away from us.
Well, no, they did take that away.
No, but I'm saying they couldn't take the win.
In the end, yes, the team got the win, and it was spectacular.
Squeaked it
out. And it must have been raging leaving the stadium last night. You know, just with everybody.
Yeah.
Because everyone stayed. Mm-hmm. It was down to the last play, last whatever that was, six plays...
Was it raining? during the game?
There was a little bit of water on the helmets. You can't really see that on the TV, though.
No mist or anything.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, unless it's really dumping, you don't even see the water. You can only see it sort of beat up on helmets when it, when they catch in the light. So I saw a little bit of that, but must have been fun.
Must have been.
So that's I was up too late. That's my point.
That's okay, Vinny. You have a lot of you worked hard all day, I'm sure, putting things away.
You know what I didn't? Listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
I left here yesterday.
Yeah.
And the surf's getting good. Like, we're starting to get swells. And my friend Peter calls me. I was at Whole Foods doing the grocery shopping, and my friend Peter goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I gotta get food, dude. What do you mean? Meet me at the beach. Let's go."
But how did you?
So I dropped the groceries off and ran for it.
Oh my God, really?
What
You're
time
like,
was
forget
that?
It.
I bought the groceries, drove them home. The missus was in her office.
And you went, bye.
I just dropped everything into the fridge and was like, pushing it, can't slam. And ran for it and got to go surfing.
Oh, good.
So it was the first time in a month or whatever it's been.
They're
so.
Saying the waves are high, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surf's big. It was really
fun. Yeah, I bet it was fun.
And I was, for a minute there, I was all by myself too, which was just, when does that happen?
Never.
Right.
It never happens.
So.
Well, I suppose you're alone on your commute.
No. I mean alone in the water.
Oh.
That never happens.
Even Peter Cook, Lighthouse Realty, wasn't there?
Well, he was, but he left.
Oh.
And then I was alone for a while.
All alone?
All alone, yeah.
That'd be a bad time for...
For what?
You know what.
For sharks? Is that what you were about to say?
God, man.
It's always a bad time for sharks.
Yeah.
There's never
just
a time...
Like if a shark has a choice, though, you might just escape.
You like better odds, yeah. For sure, but you don't...
There's six or seven of you in the water. It feels like, you know, why me?
So let me... What?
But if it's just you, then...
Let me ask you a question. Okay. So if you're out there and people leave and now you're alone, do you leave?
I'm not there.
But I'm trying to say...
Yeah, I'm not there, though. I just...
You wouldn't
I'm
even...
Not, I actually, you know, it's not that... I don't have, like, a deathly fear of the ocean, but I definitely do not want to be sitting floating on over my head. I just don't want to. I would like to be able to see the bottom. Or feel the bottom, at least. You know, I just don't want to...
You wouldn't like it when it's big, either.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. For sure. I just, you know, I don't mind the beach.
I think it's
sand's a little annoying.
You know, it's good for the people who like it. One of the reasons we like it is there's times when you're out there and big sets are coming in and you're paddling and you truly feel like I'm dead.
Oh, is that's a good thing?
Well, yeah, because it's that, you know, it's life
affirming. When you live through it, you're like, I lived through that.
Yeah,
I could have died.
There's adrenaline there that can't be captured anywhere else.
Well, you got to get your high somewhere, Vinny.
I was going to say, he's even a junkie at that.
Right. Well, I'm fine with that. Well, I mean, I don't want anything to happen to him, but I guess that's better than, you know, when he was in his closet.
Right. Which, how's that?
I know. Not good. Not good.
Speaking of parties... Which that really
wasn't.
But
my kind of party is in a totally different place than your kind of party.
Does your band jam tonight or tomorrow night?
Tonight. Yeah.
Is the big party.
It is. It's funny. I was talking to Danielle yesterday. My friend, hot ass Danielle, is throwing a 50th birthday party for her husband, Dan.
What's the phrase that gets you in the door so the people listening know?
Crumbling infrastructure. I don't know what it is. That's actually our band name tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, there
because
you go,
we're
everyone.
We're playing a bunch of songs, and we're just like leaving the bridges off some of them, like because it's going to be a jam tonight. Like, there's going to be a lot of people on and off the stage, so we're not going to do the parts of the song that are difficult. Because why? Why should we?
Sort of a medley of.
So we're leaving the bridges out. So it's crumbling infrastructure, like we're. Having trouble with the bridges.
Wow, that's clever.
I know, super clever, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the name of the band.
Little
so that's
overthought.
That's the phrase. We got to have a new band name every
You're
time.
You're going to go right over everyone's head.
Yeah, no one will. I'll explain
right.
it. Don't
no
worry.
One will know.
I'll explain it to everyone. I'm sure they'll totally enjoy that explanation.
They'll be all, whatever, we don't care.
Yeah, play another
Just
goddamn
play.
Song.
Yeah.
So tonight's the night. Are you going to wear one of your rock star outfits from Nordstrom's?
Probably. I'll definitely try when I, you know, in real life, like this is work life. In real life, I actually try to put
an outfit together.
I have some things.
Oh.
Yeah. I just don't do it at 4 in the morning, you know?
All right.
But like you see me at gigs.
Sure.
I put a.
So when Hooman, what time will the Facebook Live start?
But that will never start. They were not doing that. Right, Hooman?
I'm hoping I can even make it, so we'll see. Mm.
What do you mean? You're in the inner circle,
oh
you said yesterday, you big
so
bragger.
You're not there.
I'll
I'm
come
in
by.
The inner circle. I'm invited. I'm tired.
Can't you go home and take a nap? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going right home, taking a nap, and then me and John are going to run through the songs one more time, then we're going to head over to the soundcheck.
Soundcheck?
Yeah.
So this is legit.
You know, it remains to be seen how legit this is. Like she said, I'd like you guys to do an hour. And I just thought to myself, we'll get up there and then so will Danielle and then so will Dan. And then, you know, someone will go, hey, can I sit down on bass? And hey, can I get... I mean, I expect it to be an extremely
loose
hour.
Well, listen, this happened to me just yesterday, too. Carry a machete and people won't jump on stage and you will have...
I don't mind if they jump on stage.
Machetes scare people.
I feel like the problem with playing at a party that you're also attending is that I like to party. So I definitely... By the time we start at 9 o'clock, I will definitely have had a few drinks. Like, I really don't... I hope no one's expecting much. Let's put it that way. Like, we're going to have some fun. We're going to play the songs.
Right.
That'll be that. We're doing
But you don't want people jumping on and interrupting you in the middle of what you've guys practiced,
right? Oh, I don't.
Right?
I don't mind at all. Whatever.
You don't?
No, because what am I going to do? What are you going to have a fight
That's
with someone on the stage?
That's what I just said. Carry
this
a machete.
No,
keep
I'm not
them off
gonna,
the stage.
I'm
you
not
gotta
doing
protect
that.
Your space.
Nah.
I don't care. I'll be like, oh, great, take over. I'll go get a drink. I just don't. I'm not going to worry about it. I'll have plenty of time to be singing. I'm sure everyone just can't wait to hear me sing 5 songs. Hey, so we're doing a set tonight, a short set with Mike Borden from Faith No More.
Yeah.
The boys went over and rehearsed with him yesterday.
It's not new anymore. It's 2 years old, but that last album they put out was excellent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they won't do it again, but...
Has it only been 2 years? Didn't we see them on that tour?
Well, they did the tour before the album.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I can look it up, but,
no,
but that album was excellent.
Yeah. So we're doing... You know, because he'll only do certain songs like that.
Well,
he's
cool.
The guy. It's not that he's cool. It's that he's
above it.
He's got street cred and he's like, I can't be, you know, no one can ever know that I would do a Journey song. I'm like, okay, whatever, buddy. So we're going to do a couple Green Day songs and I think we're going to do like a Cheap Trick song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive. They ran through a bunch of songs, but John was cracking up because I guess he's playing bass on the Green Day songs. And Pat, our guitar player, is going to do it. He comes back, he goes, it sounded really good. He goes, it sounded just like the record. All we needed was a singer.
That's what Pat said?
No, that's what John said.
Oh, John
when he came home
that.
Yesterday, he goes,
because
yeah.
I could hear Pat saying that. John, he's...
Well, for John to say it sounded really good, he was... And then John was like all psyched because, you know, as the bass player, you're supposed to be like totally locked in with the drummer. And of course, those guys all just... They all just sit at Mike Borden's feet like, oh, like us, please. And so...
Because he's awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's in Faith Note 2015, by the way.
Because they're star effers. So...
Oh, my God.
They're just such ass
kissers. Because you're not... Oh, my God.
Not.
Did you see the look on your face when you met Neil Sean?
Dude, that's a totally... Being a fan of somebody is a totally different thing than completely kissing their ass at every moment. It, like, to the point where everyone around you is like... So John was all psyched because he was playing bass and Mike said something. Said, oh, wow, we're really locked in. And then John was like, oh, my God, we're all locked in. He was like,
You can't give him that.
I'm giving it to him. I'm telling the story. He got props from Mike Borden. He was so thrilled. I'm like, oh, good. Sounds good. It's going to be fun. So we're going to do 3 songs with him tonight.
Oh, my God. You're just breaking his eggs.
You're damn right I am. God. just kiss asses. It's unbelievable. Anywho, I can't wait for tonight. It's going to be so fun. What? What are you covering your eyes for?
Nothing. That's just... So they like the guy. He's a professional
they love
musician.
Him. Oh, my
They're
God.
Their musicians.
He's amazing.
And they get to play with a professional musician who's in a band that's totally great.
They just come home smelling like ass. It's unbelievable.
Jesus.
My God, you guys. Anyway, it is going to be wicked fun. I can't wait. I'm sure I'll only remember half of it. Because knowing me. You know, the problem is that I drink out of thirst. And when it, so when I jam, like whatever my drink is that I'm doing, I'm just drinking it like it's water. I should just drink water.
You're thirsty.
I know. I'm not trying to get all.
I drink out of thirst.
Well,
then have a water.
That's what I should do. But, you know, what you're having is drinks. And who wants to?
Have both.
Yeah, I know. The water method. One drink,
or
one
just
glass
get
of
ripped.
Water.
Well,
I fight it because I don't want anything bad to happen. Like I don't want to, you know, wind up in the newspaper the next day or have some, you know, horrible thing happen where John can't look at me anymore.
Writing
you know,
an apology
I just,
letter.
I know. I just don't. I don't love that feeling.
Just have fun.
I'm gonna try.
Be yourself.
Try to
and have
fun. Controlled fun. I don't want anybody calling the show on Monday with their stories.
Call the show.
Don't do it.
Tell the stories.
I won't let them on. Yeah, I can do that.
She is kind of the gatekeeper. She gets all the texts, all the emails, and the phone starts
Hooman,
in her
you let
room.
Them on.
No, Hooman. Hooman wouldn't do that either,
no.
Right? He'd protect me.
Yeah.
Hooman, are you okay?
I don't like to be in the middle of this this battle. It makes me uncomfortable.
What?
What, the battle to keep people from saying bad things about me off the air? Is that the battle we're fighting right now?
Or the Facebook Live.
Yeah, don't
or...
do that.
I just want to...
Just have fun. Just yeah. be at the party. You yeah. know, come have dinner with us first, and then we'll go over together.
Oh, I got. Well, I'll see you.
You're
guys
You're busy.
Tonight.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you might not be there.
Because you're what I was looking forward to most, Hooman.
Right.
It's true. Don't doubt it.
KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinnie, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. Always a good day. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.